This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Trying to get a new job often comes with challenges. Trying to get a new job in a pandemic comes with a whole lot more challenges. Steep unemployment, the hazards of in-person interviews, if you can even get them, and questions about what work should even look like right now. But one stumbling block has largely been removed, those questions about how much you made at your last job. From the Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino is on that one.
2 years after Emily Martin graduated from law school, she began clerking for a federal judge. She started at the same time as another clerk who was just 1 year out of law school.
But because he had worked for a high-paying law firm while I had worked for a low-paying public interest organization, he made significantly more money than me for the exact same job and less experience.
She now works for the National Women's Law Center, advocating for laws that prevent employers from asking about previous pay. 19 states and more than 20 local governments have passed such bans, and new research shows evidence they're working.
It kind of blew us away. It's a big difference.
James Besson with Boston University School of Law compared the wage gains of workers changing jobs in Massachusetts, which bans salary history questions, with workers in neighboring states that don't. He found all workers benefited to a degree, but women and black workers benefited most. Women earned 8% more and black workers 13% more than similar workers in neighboring states.
What it says is that a lot of that persistent wage gap, it's related to something about the bargaining process. I may not be at all discriminatory. You know, my company may not be at all discriminatory, but I'm perpetuating discrimination.
As many companies move to address equity in the workplace with splashy initiatives and grand pronouncements, something as small as eliminating the salary history question can make a big difference, says Katie Donovan, an equal pay negotiation consultant who helped draft the salary history ban in Massachusetts.
It's not a sexy program, but it has huge impact.
Still, less than half of states have salary history bans, and two, Michigan and Wisconsin, have blocked local governments from enacting them at all. Applicants can always decline to answer, but that can have negative consequences too, says Wendy Pollock with the Shriver Center on Poverty Law.
It doesn't eliminate the bias that's inherent in these negotiations.
She says when women and black men refuse to provide their salary history or try to negotiate for higher pay, it's often viewed unfavorably, and they're offered even lower salaries. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.